The sponsor of this episode is Chadwell Supply, an OG in the multifamily industry. Chadwell Supply is the largest privately owned maintenance and repair supplier, and they deliver orders the next day from local warehouses across the United States. To find out how Chadwell Supply will make your day better, visit www.chadwellsupply.com/difference.
Let's talk about the impact that avoidance has on suffering. I think many times in our lives, we come up against hardships. We come up against adversities. We come up against these moments in our life where we just want to shy away. We just want to, if we're walking this direction, we want to turn and walk a different direction because we just don't want to deal with that thing, whatever it might be, head on. There's this great thing, a great quote rather, that was said by Viktor Frankl in The Man's Search for Meaning, which is a fantastic book. You should pick that up. But he describes this concept of the space between. And the space between is catalyst, and then the space, and then the outcome. So there's this space between a catalyst and an outcome, the catalyst being the adversity that you might be facing in your life. The middle point is really important, that space between your ability to choose, so that you get this outcome. If you choose not to deal with an issue, you have a set of circumstances that happen to you as an outcome. If you choose to deal with that thing head on, you have a set of circumstances that are probably positive in nature, not necessarily void of pain. So let's talk about three things that happen when you avoid dealing with something. One is when you actually do it, you significantly reduce the amount of time that is necessary to get through that thing, or in other words, to feel the negative effects of it and then to get over that. The act of actually making the decision in part takes a weight off, but and actually moving into that pain or that suffering or so on and so to speak starts the motion of getting through it so that you get to the other side. You do that early on in your decision-making process and you reduce the amount of time that you have to actually endure that amount of pain. Think about avoiding, this is number two, the thing about avoiding tough stuff is that you create more tough stuff for yourself. You create it physically in your body because your body archives whatever impact that you have. There's like a physical impact that you have for not dealing with an issue. Your body takes it on in a physical way. You also take it on in a mentally way. It's weighing on you. Even if you shove it way back down here in the back of your archives, it's still there. There's a little signal coming off. You didn't deal with that. 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 You can't even figure it out. Why am I so tired? Why am I so agitated? You haven't dealt with something in your life. Third thing, when you actually do tackle things head on, no matter how hard they are, when you just hit them head on, it's like the analogy that we use, like riding a bike. First time you got on a bike, you didn't just take off and ride it. You fell down, you skinned your knees, you skinned your elbows, you might have cried, you put on band-aids, but you got back on the bike and you rode it a second time, a third time, a fourth time. And over time, it became a natural muscle memory to ride a bicycle and do it effectively. It's the same thing with dealing with issues. No matter the weight, no matter how paramount they are, dealing with them head on gives you this rep that makes it easier the next time and the next time and the next time to deal with controversy or deal with something that is difficult, a difficult circumstance in your life. So it's incumbent upon you to just do it, just go for it, despite or because of what it will do to you. It'll take off that physical pain that we talked about. It'll release the mental weight that you have or that you have because you're not dealing with the circumstance. This thing that's nagging you all the time goes away. So my encouragement to you today is don't avoid, just deal with stuff in the moment, as close to the moment as you possibly can. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you again to Chadwell Supply for sponsoring this episode. Chadwell Supply delivers unforgettable service with next day delivery, online and in-person maintenance training, procurement platform, assistance to make your ordering simple. Visit chadwellsupply.com/difference to learn how Chadwell Supply will make your day better.